Stories of sudden and mysterious disappearances are not uncommon, and according to the familiar pattern, a perfectly ordinary human being drops out of sight, leaving not a single trace behind. And this is the pattern followed in the strange case of the two missing airmen, with one important exception. They did leave traces behind, clear and unmistakable traces, which led exactly nowhere.
On July 24, 1924, at 9 o'clock in the morning, two officers, Lieutenant W.T. Day and Pilot Officer D.R. Stewart, took off from the British aerodrome near Tehran on a routine reconnaissance mission. They were scheduled to return not later than noon. But noon came, 1 o'clock and 2, and still they did not appear. Back at the aerodrome, two of their fellow officers, Captain Bellows and Lieutenant Fielding, scanned the sky impatiently.
I don't like it, Fielding.
What could possibly have happened to them?
Engine trouble, most likely. Or perhaps they ran out of petrol. They've been forced down somewhere in the desert.
And so the two men set out in search of their missing comrades. They flew low over the desert. And for a half hour or more, they saw nothing beneath them but vast, billowing waves of sand. And then Lieutenant Fielding tugged sharply at the captain's arm. A half mile distant, silent and motionless and alone, squatted the missing plane. The other plane swooped swiftly down toward it, then came taxiing up to its side.
Day! Stewart!
Where are you, men?
But there was no answer to their calls. Shielding their eyes from the sun, they turned slowly, scanning the desert on all sides of them.
What could have happened to them, sir? They couldn't have gone far enough to be out of sight. Perhaps if we knew what brought them down, sir.
Good idea. Look in the tank.
It's half full, sir.
Captain Bellows climbed into the cockpit, and the lieutenant spun the propeller.
There's nothing the matter with that engine, sir.
I'm sure they could have gone back if they'd tried.
I've heard of a lot of strange things, but I've never heard of anything that plucks planes out of the sky. At least not filled.
Captain, look. Footprints. Two pairs of them. And they're not ours, sir.
Like bloodhounds who have found the scent, the two men followed the trail of footprints across the sand. For 40 yards they walked, their hearts pounding with excitement. And then?
The prints. Where are they?
They stopped dead right here. Day and Stewart walked this far. Heaven only knows what happened to them after that.
Yes, those were the last traces of the missing airmen. Now, it has been suggested that they were carried off by hostile Bedouins who carefully brushed away their trail. But such an explanation is inadequate in view of the fact that a search was carried on by planes and armored cars and tribal patrols for 4 days and nights. And no renewal of the trail was ever found. Where they had gone remains the secret of the desert. A secret incredible but true.